like Instagram.
They're delete delay.
I just need to mute this.
Our plans to tell the world that we're not a fly-by-night or Bush League organization slowly dissipating in front of us, Joey.
Yeah, well, you know. It was a nice theory.
Yeah. And welcome
back.
Back to the That Comedy Podcast. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. And we're trying. We're fucking trying.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck we get. We got.
Hey, there's multiple efforts here.
We got like widgets in the damn.
There's widgets and gadgets and yeah. Sounds and speakings
and kerfuffles all over the fucking place.
Yeah, but the good thing is we are now live.
We live everywhere.
We live everywhere.
We live like New Pair Draws everywhere. Right now, man. Hey man, Joey.
Yeah.
It's been a long day.
Without you, my friend.
But I'll tell you all about it.
I was thinking about that song this morning.
I was singing that song to my fiance this morning.
That's weird to sing to your fiance.
I say it to her every time she asks me how my day was, and I just start off with, "It was a long day without you, my friend."
Well, I was thinking about like all this, like, because I have some jokes about like toxic masculinity and homophobia and why it's dumb, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking about like, think of all the shit that we miss out on because we spent the whole 90s saying stuff like you can't just say that you miss your friend. Like we can't just say that. I can't just go, "Oh, I miss you, bro." Like you can say it, but you can't like say it on a regular Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And just say, "Hey, let's hang out because I miss you and it's been a while." It's always got to make up an excuse to hang out. Like, "I need your help. I gotta
If you call me and say you miss me, I really do think you want to suck my dick."
Right. Like,
there's no if, ands, or buts.
We got to make up some sort of task.
"Hey, man, we got to get together because we got to figure out how to put this spark plug."
There has to be a project. It has to be a task.
"Hey, man, come by the house. I need help with this."
What's up, CJ? How do we sound? Do we sound better today, CJ? He's going to hear that in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We are live, but we're slightly delayed on Instagram.
Yeah.
So we may not
hear from our Instagram viewers for at least about 10 minutes.
Yep. We may not be. Oh, yeah. Nice. Much better. Okay, cool. I like it.
Good.
But the thing I was saying,
10 seconds?
Yeah. The song popped in my head and I was like, that's the closest thing. That's why that song was so meaningful, right? Like, that was every time like we've had that moment where it's like you want to be able to just be able to tell your friend that and yeah. You couldn't. So when we heard it, we all missed, you know, had that thought and we felt that. None of us cared that much about Paul Walker. It just was a symbolic.
I mean, true.
like no one really felt that way about him.
No one felt that butthurt that it was Paul Walker they were singing about. It was more or less going, "Damn, like if I could just like I've lost some friends or I missed some friends and it's been a long day and I want to tell them about it. I guess I'll tell them about it when I see them again."
All of the above, CJ. We are live on all of the above now. Now StreamYard has streaming live on Instagram in addition to Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook and Twitter, which still Twitter on here, but I think it's still X. I don't know. But yeah, we're live on all the things now.
Oh, we're live on X, the 10?
I don't know. It still shows the Twitter logo.
Oh, okay. So, you know what's crazy about 10?
Which I support StreamYard's protest of them changing the name. Right?
10 is weird. Like, I've learned that 10. Yeah. That's what I call it. I call it fucking 10. It's weird. Like, I've learned that there's more porn on 10 than Pornhub.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know that there was that much porn on 10.
Oh, so I'm glad we're doing an episode by accident tonight because I knew you'd want to talk about this. Did you hear that Twitch had added a tasteful nudity option?
Oh.
That they quickly revoked.
Of course.
Because they didn't think it through.
No, you know, you can see dicks everywhere.
But I first thought,
Most of the Twitchers are dicks.
Well, that or they have titties and they would just twitch with their tits out.
Yeah.
And I thought of Phil because I was like, how's Phil going to compete with that? Like his Twitch career is over.
Yeah, he can't compete with titties.
He has to like, he has to get some white girl to sit next to him while he twitches.
Oh, did it kick me out?
I may have kicked your camera out or disconnected you. I don't know.
Your browser has lost connection with your mic. Yeah, you kicked my camera out.
Okay, one moment.
Good fucking job. You had one job, Joey. I'll keep going because at the end of the day, you can still hear. You can hear my disembodied voice, and you'll get the smooth.
It should baritones. Be connected now.
Let's get those smooth baritones back in the studio momentarily.
Yeah,
you need to reconnect. Let's see.
I can pivot
settings. Keep on pivoting, Joey.
Pivot. Okay.
Pivot.
We're working on things. We're actually in the same studio. We're just sitting in adjacent desks. So that's why you can still hear him. And even though you can't see him, our audio is going through my computer. But his video feed was going through a separate device. That device was grazed by my Croc.
Why are you wearing Crocs? That's another problem with you.
Those are doctor mandated Crocs.
You gotta wear Crocs around the house?
Yeah, my doctor said that if I didn't start wearing shoes in the house, he was going to call APS Protective Services on me.
The Acolyte Protection Service?
No, Arch Protection Service. Oh,
okay. I was about to say.
Cause it's like child CPS, but for my feet.
Because if the APA comes after you, Joey, that means Farouk's going to clothesline you. Bradshaw's going to clothesline you, and then Farouk's going to hit you with the pow bomb. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, man. But, yeah, I'm back. Hey, guys. It's me. This virtual background fucks with me sometimes. I like it because it gives me some anonymity It gives me a whole lot of Emmett Till. So like, because nobody knows. See where I'm at.
We could have put the Dot Comedy logo on the screen there behind you.
No, we could have.
That could have been a thing.
No, don't delete it. See, because when I go, I got to be in my penthouse sometimes. When I'm in the penthouse, nobody can get to me, Joe.
That's a sitcom living room. I don't know what you're talking about.
That is a penthouse, baby.
Can you go play your grand?
My grand piano back there? That's a grand piano, man. I got an office. You see my office? You see the window to my office?
Got a study back there? I see a bookcase.
I got a study in the back, an office in the front. No bedroom to be in sight.
No.
So I guess I don't sleep here.
Some arches for some reason.
This is a rental office.
What the hell?
This is a rental office. This is every rental office that I've ever lived
in. There's too many different architectural choices that don't make any sense.
Yeah, this is a rental office. This is an expansion rental office. And I guess the community pool is outside that window.
Yeah.
Where the kids pee. Oh, man. But yeah, Joey. So what were we talking about?
This is a rental office that was like really cool in 1990.
Yeah. Somebody played cutting edge. Somebody played on that piano like every night from like 7 to 7:45. Yeah. And then you'd sit there and drink s'more and eat s'mores and drink cocoa.
So do you think, so that's what I was saying. So like, yeah, the twitchy twat. How do they think that was going to go?
They thought they'd get a couple spikes in their viewership. If you allow porn, if you allow titties, you're going to get some spikes.
Here's the thing I don't understand. How do you think I found out about this?
MSNBC.
When have I ever watched any news of any kind? No. To your knowledge?
To my knowledge, never.
Maybe The Daily Show at one point in time, but I haven't even watched that in a while.
They have a rotating usually, host now.
You usually have to tell me when something happens on The Daily Show. So, no, that wasn't it.
How'd you find out?
X.
Oh. X told you?
X feels like, even though I only log into it for Giants content, mm-hmm. and my avatar is Big Blue Hulk.
Okay.
On Twitter. I'm going to still call it Twitter because X sounds stupid to say out loud.
Call it 10.
It sounds dumber.
10.
Either one. I'm not doing math. We're doing fucking, it's tweeting. It's still
tweeting. You're not doing your Roman numerals?
Here's the thing. One of my favorite pages used to be called Criminal Tweets. and now it's just called Criminal Posts, and it doesn't hit the same. Criminal Tweets was so much funnier. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's still funny.
Yeah, but. Like I have like 4 X pages now, mm-hmm. because one is a triple X page.
What happened to deleted tweets? I haven't seen a deleted tweets post in a while.
Really?
That's my favorite account.
Why?
Because it posts deleted tweets.
Why are you so worried about deleted tweets?
Because of the funny ones. They're deleted because someone regretted putting that out there.
I regret most of my posting on Twitter. Let's look at the DJ Marcus Twitter account.
I've been having fun test telling people that they're dumb.
So
and then blocking them.
Let's see what DJ Marcus has posted. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is at dot comedy DJ, dotcomedydj. Hmm. I reposted, I can't believe Varys is more supportive of women's reproductive rights than half of the United States Congress. Big titty, big girl. let's see.
What is happening?
I posted, there was this guy that had 2 obituaries in the paper. Mm-hmm. The first obituary says McLeod Clinton Lloyd, in loving memory of a dear one who left us on June 10th, 2016. Today marks one sad and lonely year since you were gone. Gone, and it seems as if it was yesterday. Memories of your love, kindness, and caring heart lingers although you are no longer with us, you will always be in our hearts and will not be forgotten. Sadly missed by your wife, Ivy, children, Kerwin and Janelle, sister Jean, other relatives and friends. The next one underneath, says same thing, one sad year, sadly missed by son Hugh and dear friend Paulette.
What the fuck is happening here?
This is how black men did shit back in the 60s. So he had a friend named Paulette, mm-hmm. and she had a son named Hugh. Mm. That was his son.
Well, then
his wife ain't know that. So his wife posted their obituary and sad to see him gone. But this is how the motherfucker looked. The reason it's funny here, I'll put it up here.
Fuck no.
That's how he looked, Joey.
What?
Look at how he looked.
Oh, okay. That's
his face. His face tells you that he was not a happy human being.
I'm sorry. I just watched a man get eaten by alligators. That was
eaten by alligators?
Yeah, it was one of those sensitive content reels. And I clicked it because, you know, it's sensitive content, which means the good shit. And then instead of a titty, it was a guy sliding into. I don't like how it's vague. I feel like Instagram can be a little bit more forthright about what's hiding behind the frosted veil.
Hey, death coming.
It's either death
or titties.
Or titties. This man boy just fell into this. There's a whole lot of them.
Did you just play that?
It's coming out of my phone.
You know we're doing a podcast, right, Joe?
I do. I was trying to check to see if the podcast was working
on Instagram.
Yes.
Is it working on Instagram?
It is.
Is it working on Twitter?
I have not checked that.
Do we have a Twitter?
We do.
Is it dotcomedy comedy?
I don't remember.
The dot comedy DC.
That sounds right.
Season 7 prologue part 2.
That is it.
Okay, it's up.
Yep.
And we're live.
It's happening on all platforms.
I like how we still have that same old picture on our Twitter of
Of
you, BJ, Candace, and Jesse. Mm-hmm. Four out of four aren't a member of dot comedy anymore.
The original hosting crew.
Yes. Well, no, I mean, in the evolution. Well,
one retired and the other one moved to fuck what?
Yes.
I don't even know if I'm allowed to say
where she is.
She's always on some secret squirrel movements.
She's in the witness relocation program.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it is up. I mean, so hey, we're doing good things, Joey. We got any more comments from over on the Instagrams?
No, we do not.
Okay.
Well, I can see that I joined and it registered that.
How many people are looking at us?
Right not now? A damn one.
Hey, see
we have two viewers, but not on Instagram, supposedly.
Well, that's weird.
We have comments on another platform.
Oh, there is a comment. Comment on.
Hey, sorry for bothering anyone. Let's just do that. It's easier. That's cool. Lingering guessins.
Lingering essence.
Okay. I mean, clearly we need help, but that shouldn't be the only comment we have. Like that's pretty sad. Is that?
And that's on Twitch.
We're getting solicited on Twitch. Well, we know Twitch is working.
We need to put titties up.
No, we can't anymore. They took it away.
So if I go find a picture of some titties and put it up on
the Twitchers might. Here's the thing I don't understand. Why on earth do I keep getting Twitch content on X?
Because everybody links those two together.
But I don't do any of that. Like, why is Kai Cenat with Nicki Minaj posts?
That's the big thing now. He's
who the fuck is he?
Just a random Negro.
There's always just a picture of him in front of a camera.
Yeah, he's just sitting there and he's usually wild about something.
Yeah, and I'm just like, why is this person?
He went to jail or he had a fake jail made or something and he was locked up for like 6 days.
I think I commented on one of his posts like, who the fuck are you? And why are you in my Twitter feed?
That sounds about right because I would ask the same fucking question.
Get the fuck out.
Should I move my mic so people see my mouth?
Maybe that would be a choice that you could make.
Because you got your mic pointed at you like this.
Yeah, but from the side. So
So I can do like this.
Yeah, I can lean on it. Let it
hit your mic because I think your thing's beeping again.
Beeping. Is that better?
There's a hum. You hear a hum?
Hum butter. Mm-hmm. This is why we don't have any listeners.
Yeah, because we stop in the middle and do our ADD thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we have ADD.
Jeremy. We didn't go with a plan. This was just to make sure stuff functioned.
Make sure it works. And then
works way better than what we were doing.
Now that it works, Joey, we gonna get shit done.
Okay, you excited now?
I'm excited.
You finally back in?
I'm finally putting all my chips back
in. Are you going to be excited when you leave here? Because it's not usually the problem when you're, physically here.
Oh, when I go home?
Yes, when you go home.
That depends on the missus. Okay. If she's not excited about this shit, I don't get excited about it. Because she's
not going to be excited about it. It's a podcast.
It's a podcast. It's
dudes doing dude shit.
Yeah. All right. So next...
Even though we're hilarious, but let's be honest here.
So when are we doing our next episode, Joey?
I don't know. That's a good question. That's your department. What's the Department of
Homeland Security
Acquisitions and Recreations?
Actually, let's do this. I can tell you what my schedule is next week because I learned something new this week.
You learned how to log in online, check your schedule.
Yeah. And I was like, "Oh shit, we can do that from home." And they were like, "Yeah, you can look at it from home." And I was like, "Well, that's good information, though."
That would have been way more helpful. Any prior moment to today, like just any time we've been doing this prior to today.
And I mean, hey, it happens.
Maybe if we figured it out, we could, have a flyer that had a time on it that we actually, went live.
We could.
So that our fans could know that we were there.
CJ knows to keep an eye on his phone.
CJ's always around, but
CJ shows
we board
up.
Him off the air.
We usually bore him off. Like he usually gives us a good 5 minutes.
He moves around. He checks it out. He's game for checking it out and hanging and doing things. He likes to try things, and I respect that. Mm-hmm. I would like to get back on the SoundCloud because I feel like that was where we had our first loves.
Yeah.
From all around the world, and they miss us, and we've left them abandoned.
Well, now that we're back on StreamYard, it'll be a little easier.
It will, now that we don't have to play mystery games trying to get our content downloaded and
shot back
shared.
Up, shared and shit. Yeah, so that'll work out better. So next week, I am scheduled.
We back standing on business.
Nine to seven all week, Joey. So whatever day you want to do after seven.
After seven?
Well, it'll be after eight because it takes me about an hour to get here.
So, okay. We're going to need a webcam for our in-studio guests if we have them.
Ooh, do we need to buy another webcam?
Perhaps. Well, yeah, we don't have it. Oh, that's right. We did set up a whole other computer over there.
Yes.
So So, yeah.
We want to do a wide one. So that we get,
we need a wide angle lens. Yeah. And then they're going to see our printing press.
Isn't this a wide one?
One of them is. No, neither of these are. What happened to the wide
one? We had a wide one. Did Avocado Phil take that
one? Maybe. Perhaps.
You need to make a phone call.
Well, we can just get one. It's fine.
No. Stop buying shit. You fuck with the profits.
I don't know if he actually has it.
Call him and ask him. Let me call him right now.
Call him right now.
I'm going to call him right now.
We should have a phone system tied into this that we can annoy people and make prank phone calls. Let's see. You know, with a studio microphone. It'll sound, it'll be a really good sounding.
Let's see if he answers, because I don't think he's going to answer. He tries not to answer sometimes.
Your call has been forwarded.
Because he's a dick.
The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the top. Damn it, Philip.
I'm going to call him. I'm going to call him again so he thinks it's an emergency.
I'm going to wake him up from his nap.
Hello? Hello, Phil?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hey, man. What's going on, dude?
What's up?
Hey, nothing. You're on the Dot Comedy Podcast. I want to just say hello to you. Say hi to the people.
Oh, hey, I'm on the Dot Comedy Podcast. You know, shit going through shit. You know what I mean? I'm at my dad's jail. You know,
I'm living life. Hey, you don't need to tell every person who does this. You are on the podcast legitimately.
What up? Yeah, you actually are on air. he can't hear me, Kenny.
He can hear you. You're in the background, but he can hear you. Question for you. Since we were on the podcast, we were asking questions. Do you have the other Dot Comedy webcam?
Webcam?
Yeah. That means he does. Whenever he does that, that means he does. That means he's lying. He's like, huh?
What? Shut the fuck up, Marty. I got bad service in my house. Got bad service in my house.
He's not lying. He does have bad service in his house.
You got me as a special guest on the phone?
I had to WhatsApp him last time.
I called you from my cell phone, and you're just playing into my mic.
Oh, okay. That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
What topic are
we
talking about today?
We're not talking about anything specific. We're trying to get the studio back together.
We were talking about your competition on Twitch with the advent of nudity.
Get the studio back together.
Yeah, we're trying to get the studio back together. We were actually talking about Twitch, and your name came up.
Oh, are we Twitching?
No, we are Twitching. Actually, if you go on Twitch now, you can see us on. And someone tried to solicit us to get followers and promotion for our account on Twitch.
How much did y'all charge?
They said they have a minimal fee. Oh, okay. They're flexible. They're flexible and convenient.
If only I gave a shit.
Order management panel.
Damn it.
But we were saying because they allowed nudity on Twitch for a little bit. Yeah, they were.
For like 2 weeks, and then they were like, "Oh fuck, this is a bad idea. We weren't ready for this."
Yeah, so they allowed it. So now I guess you can put your titties back up. You okay. can't make no extra money that way.
All right,
I put your dick away. Yeah. Oh man, hey, you coming out tomorrow?
So I have things to do during the day, most of like the day tomorrow, because it's my niece's birthday. But I said I would come through. If y'all are hanging out later in the evening, come kick it.
All right, cool. Come through, man.
Yeah.
To work. Where y'all gonna be at? I'll just hit you up.
Yeah, just hit me up. Hit me or Joey up, and we'll tell you where we at.
Okay. Cool.
All right, man. But we'll holler at you. We about to wrap this up since it sounds good and actually it does work. We're gonna get ready to get out of here.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. I'll catch up with you,
Marvin. All right, partner. All right. Peace. All right, so Joey, that worked. Looks like we can do phone interviews now.
Yeah, we just need, a way for me to
you speak to talk to him too.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I mean, we could run a phone into the board somehow. Actually, there's an app. We can just use the computer phone.
Mm-hmm.
We can use a computer phone.
Use the phone from the internet phone.
So two things. One, I found the article on the Twitch thing,
mm-hmm.
and they said, mere days after Twitch updated its content policy to permit certain kinds of sexual content, the platform has withdrawn the portion of the policy permitting artistic nudity. Effective today, we are rolling back the artistic nudity changes. They read, moving forward with depictions of real or fictional nudity won't be allowed on Twitch, regardless of the medium.
Ooh.
mature rated games will not be affected by the rollback and subject to the new policy. So you can still do Twitch with GTA 6.
Twitch. Yeah, that's probably where they were going with that.
Yeah.
Because if you couldn't use nudity before, you got to have it for GTA 6.
So this was just on Wednesday. Twitch issued a lengthy sexual content policy update to allow previously prohibited sexually themed content, including deliberately highlighted breasts, buttocks, or pelvic region.
What are deliberately highlighted?
I don't know what that means.
So I'm going to see it?
Fictionalized, drawn, animated, or sculpted, fully exposed female presenting breasts and or genitals or buttocks, regardless of gender.
No titties either, gender.
No dick is what I'm reading. Body writing on female presenting breasts and or buttocks, regardless of gender.
Female presenting?
Yeah. So as long as they're presenting themselves as female.
Male. So they can do trans.
Stuff. Trans titties are allowed.
All you need
trans titties and butts. Okay. Just no dick is. Erotic dances that involve disrobing or disrobing gestures, such as strip teases.
Ooh.
These changes allowed this kind of content on Twitch so long as the stream was tagged with an appropriate content classification label. Today, however, Twitch said it's withdrawing it specifically part of the content policy that allowed artistic nudity. Much of the content created has been met with community concern. These are concerns we share. Upon reflection, we have decided we went too far with this change.
Okay.
Digital depictions of nudity present a unique challenge. AI can be used to create realistic images, and it can be hard to distinguish between digital art and photography. The specific call out of AI seems to be related to the concern that the new artistic nudity policy might enable artists and other streamers to create and display AI-generated deepfakes passed off as permitted art. I kind of understand it because AI, thanks to The Verge for the article, I kind of get it because the AI generated deepfakes, like AI is getting used more and more. Like, I'm pretty sure, the Chargers played last night.
Yeah.
And they got their asses whooped in a historical fashion.
Yes.
So by a not good Raider team,
the Raiders scored the most points they scored in franchise history last.
After scoring zero, losing 0-3.
The week before.
The most ridiculous thing ever. And so, the head coach, was fired because.
Why not?
Right. They clearly quit on him, which is one thing. I think that this season, it's been more evident that teams have, just given up. Than you've ever seen. These kids aren't resilient. There's no resilience.
No.
They're just the game's over. It's halftime. Let's just keep sucking for four quarters and allow 70 fucking points. How is it that we have had 260 plus games in the same season and for no other reason than the other team gave up?
True.
So the Chargers cleared house Friday and they fired the GM and the head coach.
Okay.
And I think the run game coordinator. But here's the part that concerns me. I think they're replacing them with ChatGPT.
You think so?
These are the names of the interim head coach and general manager. Giff Smith and JoJo Wooden.
Yeah, those are fake names. Those are deep fake names.
Exactly.
Those are deep fake names.
If you're going to have if you're going to have your team ran by ChatGPT, just say that.
Yeah.
We would have been like, makes sense.
Yeah, that I would go, okay. And just say that's what you're doing.
Dean Spanos could have been like, hey, we're going to let the computer run things for a little while. Seems like a thing to do. I don't know if that's how he sounds. Probably not.
His name's Dean. He may.
Yeah, his last name's Spanos.
So he may sound like Uncle Jesse. When his last name Spanos?
I don't know. Dean Spanos sounds like the guy that everyone wants to get out of government and complains about all the time.
Spiros? George Soros?
Yeah, that guy. I imagine that they're just like one's the Street Fighter Player 2 colors or the other one.
Oh, well, we may have that brawl. Oh man. Hey man. Joey, it's been fun.
It has.
It's been real. It's good to get We're back on the air.
Back to it.
We finally got everything worked out.
Back in the sack. Oh no.
No, we're not back in the sack. We ain't doing that. So we're gonna get out of here, man.
Okay.
All right, but we will see you folks in a couple weeks. The next episode of the Dot Comedy Podcast will be on because we gotta get people ready for New Year's.
New Year's Eve.
We got the big comedy shows near me, New Year's Spectacular coming up.
Woo!
Oh, did you put it up? Did you put the flyer up? Oh,
there's a flyer. It's actually for the Brand Ambassador Program. Actually, it's from McGinty's. Come out to McGinty's on January 6th. Come pick a ticket. Maybe you get $5 off. Mm-hmm. Or find me outside of on the Silver Spring Farmers Market one random Saturday.
There you go. We will be doing...
I'll hand out coupons like candy.
New Year's Eve at Dave and Buster's.
That's right.
So we will be celebrating with the Dave and Buster's team. We will also be doing our first New Year's celebration as a comedy crew.
Yeah.
So that should be a blast.
And you'll see the debut of the Phantom of the Opera rap that ChatGPT wrote for us on our last episode. Remember?
Yes. We're going to do that?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe
we'll do it on the air leading up to it. It is a masquerade ball, folks.
Yes.
So bring out your masks and your tight pants. I don't know if that goes together.
I don't know how. Okay. Black people don't go to masquerade balls.
I don't know why they picked that.
They picked that. So what should I wear?
Here's the thing. We're not the only comedy masquerade show New Year's that I saw. There's other flyers.
Is comedy a masquerade?
Apparently, people were like, hey, I want to wear a weird mask and laugh.
Okay. Can I wear a Jason mask?
I don't think it's that kind of masquerade. It's not. I mean, sure. Fuck it.
Let me look on. I'm going to look on.
There's a masquerade. There's a comedy show. Doors open at 7:30. Show at 8. We go all the way right up to like 10 o'clock. And then you go play games real quick, right? For like a half hour.
Yep.
And then we just do partying. The after party starts, I believe, at 11. No. I'm sorry. Show ends at 9:30. 10 o'clock after party starts. There are food and drink packages that are unlimited available. So you get your open bar on all the way until 1 a.m.
Am I going to be DJing till 1 a.m.?
Sure.
Am I going to be paid to DJ till 1 a.m.?
Yes, there was a contract specifically for DJing.
Oh. Well, we'll talk offline.
Yeah, we discussed that it. Whole fucking conversation.
We discussed it, but we never got finalities about shit. You know, I want to put our business out there. I mean, I am a DJ. I am a certified DJ. I'm certified, bona fide, and sanctified. I am a DJ. So I will make sure that I'll make sure we bring in the new year. You know, a song I just downloaded the other day.
Will 2K?
Auld Lang Syne.
Oh,
because that's what the whites want.
Is it?
Is it? Is it? It is. Spell masquerade. Spell masquerade.
M A S Q U E R.
Masquerade. Mask for men. Ooh, I can get the comedy mask. You see that?
Oh my lord!
Yeah, that'll freak him out.
You look like you.
That'll fuck with.
You look like one of the judges from what's the tribute movie? Hunger Games.
If you were running your business offline,
stupid would you ads.
Backdoor.
This is the only thing I want to hear. That's not. I forgot
the real video.
It's the video with the intro. I didn't realize Gina from Martin was in this. It's a new millennium, baby.
Who does he think he is? Puff Daddy? No, I'd wait for Puff. Man, Will. Here you go. That's what I'm wearing. Is Will always
as late? Okay.
That's what I'm wearing.
Yeah, that's the Phantom mask.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Sorry I'm late, but as promised, a millennium celebration you'll not soon forget.
I don't remember all this goofy shit.
You never know where you're going.
I remember this part.
So you know where you've been.
So you know where you've been. Like
this is my favorite New Year's song.
Okay. You know what? You made the subject selection. We're going to have it that way.
This, This is gonna be the song Brooks makes his comeback to. 31st of December, man, I remember when the
girl dropped for 90. Now it's 99, 10 years behind me. Oh man, but hey, Joey.
All right.
It's been real. It's been fun. We're gonna get out of here, folks. And we will see you next time with more fun and more thrills on the Dot Comedy Podcast.